Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show.
Jordan Kahn came to Hollywood with the intention of using his dancing talent to get into films. He was able to get on some good shows and commercials and fell in love with filmmaking. Jordan earned his degree at Los Angeles Film School, specializing in editing, writing, and directing. Since then, he's produced several award-winning films for his production company, J&S Film Productions, which started with Aaron Thompson. He's bicoastal between Atlanta and Los Angeles, producing films and acting. Jordan is now working as a stunt actor, appearing in projects using his martial arts skills as an actor. Now Jordan creates his own projects, some of which are feature-length films that are on platforms such as Amazon Prime and Tubi. His latest film, The Elementals, is in post-production, scheduled for a summer release. He's also working on a feature film as a stunt actor entitled Year of the Rat. And Carol, you're friends with Jordan's public relations agent, Lisa Pellengree, right?
Yes, I am, Claire, and I'm really impressed with Jordan's success. And that's what we want to do today, learn how you've been able to achieve so much in such a short career. So thanks for joining us, Jordan.
Thank you. I just want to add that introduction is beautiful. It was just the secretization of the voice and everything is very professional.
Yes, Claire,
thank
you're
you very
terrific.
Much, Jordan.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
So, Jordan, I've heard a few stories like you where people fall in love with the industry. They give it their total focus. And so is that what happened to you? You just put your heart and soul in it?
I put my heart and soul in everything that I do. I'm truly a man of passion. And, you know, I think I fell in love with the entertainment business before I even knew what the entertainment business was. You know, I just knew that show business, film, performing was definitely my calling early on, you know, especially coming from a line of somewhat, I would say, artists, not necessarily show business type artists, but definitely artistry type of bloodline.
Great, great. Mm-hmm. Well, how did you learn to be a stunt actor? I mean, that's really, I've seen a lot of people be in the business for a long time before they get to be a stunt actor.
Well, I had my introduction more so early on to martial arts. I was a big, you know, big fan of a cartoon a long time ago when it first came out. It was called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and was really based around martial arts. And I came up in that era, 90s era, where we had a wave of martial arts films, a big martial arts movement. You have martial arts studios on every corner like McDonald's. And I got sucked into that at a very young age, and you know, I was always adventurous, you know, in the backyard, climbing trees, building zip lines, and getting my friends around the neighborhood. We play war, so to speak, and you know, we battle and you know, play with our toy guns. You know, it was just that spark of just adventure and action that was really brewing very, very young in my life.
So you've maintained it all these years. You've gotten very good at that, martial arts.
That's correct. All these years, I never stopped. It evolved. That's the best way to explain it.
Because you really have to keep up with that every week, don't you, Jordan?
Yeah. Oh, every other day for me. I have a shout-out to my Marshall brothers, Tim and Rye Moorhead. You know, we train just about every other day. I was fortunate to where I live at. I happen to meet two guys who are out here who are martial artists. We live literally two or three doors down from each other, and we just train every other day. I know that was a blessing right there to keep me active
and,
you know, build that brotherhood.
Yes, because it's a lot easier when you have a team around you. That's great.
Oh, my God, yes.
You went to school out here. Did that help you, learning production?
Yes. What happened was I had a full-fledged dance career at that time. I think this was about 2014 or 2015. And, I just caught that bug for filmmaking, you know, being on those sets and, you know, having creative ideas for my own content and shows and things like that. And I was at a crossroad. I was like, I don't know. I feel like maybe I should go to school to get better at this. And, you know, sitting down with my friend, and he was just like, you know, I think you need to, you know, listen to your gut. It's kind of all around you. So I took that risk, and at a later point in my life, you know, when people normally don't go to school around that time, they're pretty much established, set, like I was in my career and stuff like that. But I took that risk, and I went to school at the Los Angeles Film School, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot of new things, and the best thing I got out of that school was the relationships that I still work with people who are on my production crew to this day and who have also helped me to get where I am to this day from those years of film school, and the relationships that I built that have also helped me get industry work within production.
Oh, this is good. And did that give you enough confidence to start your own company?
Oh, yeah. I've always been the renegade, so to speak, just try to go out there and do it on my own type thing. You know, it can get me in trouble sometimes, but we try to control it. But definitely, you know, me and my buddy that I met while I was a dancer, that's a hip-hop dancer. I don't want to get construed, oh, what do you mean by dancer? Not a stripper or anything like that. No disrespect to strippers, but, you know, that's not me. I was more so a hip-hop dancer, music videos, tours, commercials, things like that. But I met a guy named Aaron Styles. We call him Aaron Styles, full name Aaron Styles Thompson, but we call him Aaron Styles, and he is now a director. But anyways, I met with him, and, you know, we were always just doing these little dance concept videos, and we just said, you know, this is really cool. Let's keep doing this, and we just decided to form our own production company and got it incorporated, you know, LLC and things like that. So that's how J&S Film Productions was born.
Wonderful. And now, is that when you started making short films?
That's correct. That's correct. We started making short films together, more so just dance videos. There were dance videos, and then we started adding little storylines to them. And then we just, hey, man, let's write a whole movie about this. Our first movie was called From Paris to Rome. It was basically about this dancer, because you know, we were at that point, you know, that's who we were. We were dancers, diehard dancers. But we know every dancer, the epitome of a lot of dancers, especially in L.A., is to book a big tour with a big artist. So we made a movie based around this dancer whose dream was to book a big tour with an artist, but he happens to get into some trouble with a local big drug lord in the city, and his older brother, who happens to be this macho fighter type, kind of has to get him out this situation so that Paris, which was his name, could eventually live his dream and book this major tour as a dancer.
Wonderful.
So it was a lot
of dancing in the show?
It was a mixture. It was around that time we were doing a lot of experimental type film. You know, we were products of 90s hip hop era, you know, the music videos, and around that time the music videos were very eclectic, kind of coming after the time after Michael Jackson, and how music videos had very stories within them, and the cinematography and the production value was a lot higher around that time. And so we tried to imitate that and tried to incorporate story and dance, almost kind of like a Broadway type thing. So we, at that time, we had experimental type films, so we were combining dance, we were combining scenes with car racing, we were combining scenes with fight scenes and action scenes, and we found a way to merge that together. You know, at that time, you know, we didn't have the budget and the backing to get our project out there like that and get the production value to where it was taken a little more serious, but we had a great formula. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't really take off. Maybe we might revisit it, you know, now that we have a little more a skill and expertise in our craft. But it was like a jumbo of things. And maybe listening to it might sound weird, but if you saw it and the way we had did it, it worked.
It worked, huh? That's mm-hmm. great. And you probably learned a lot in production, right?
Oh, my. That was the first one. Yeah, that was the first one, full feature-length film. Unfortunately, that is not out. I know it's somewhere online somewhere, but we learned so much. And we never stopped learning. We continue to learn. Every film, every project we learn, we get more confident. But we are still learning. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that'll ever stop, Jordan. I think it always
think
is
so.
That way, you know. And that's what's so much fun about this business. When you mm-hmm. say, oh, I know it now, I'm there,
mm-hmm.
then look out, because the next day there'll be something brand new, right?
That is so true. Life has a funny way of humbling you.
Quite right. Well, so you made the film, The Elementals,
mm-hmm.
or you're working,
mm-hmm.
that's your last film, and that's a feature, right?
This is my latest film. This is actually a pilot for a series. It's funny that we're speaking about it. It's actually dropping on the 30th of this month. We have the trailer, and we have the full first episode. It's funny because, ironically, we just finished final lock yesterday, last night at around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm actually doing this project. I collaborated with a friend of mine named Eric Michael Fetterman of MFED Productions, and we started this project actually about almost 2 years ago now. The pandemic kind of, and
mm-hmm.
it's funny how everything works together, because this project initially was just, I wrote it to just showcase me and my buddies that I spoke about earlier, Timothy Colon and Rye. We were just going to do a little fight scene. And I had wrote a little script, and it was more sci-fi based. And the pandemic hit, so it didn't happen. And I actually met Eric during the pandemic. I showed Eric the script, and he was just like, hey, man, I want to develop this. Let's add a little more meat to it. So, we took it and we turned it into something almost like a world. It's a science fiction world. It's basically about a superhuman race that is born, or humans that evolve into superhumans with powers towards the end of the 21st century. And, they gain power and strength and numbers, and it becomes a threat to the humans. So the humans of all nations, they come together and wage war on these new superhumans. And eventually they do win, and they sign a world treaty that these superhumans, that they can only exceed to a certain level, because they can't have them too strong, because then they will try to revolt and take over. And they also put them organize a treaty where they have to they have these type of sporting league where they actually put these elementals, as we call them, and a competition where they actually fight to the death, and eventually a revolution occurs. Think of it as Hunger Games meets Dragon Ball Z meets maybe Avatar and a hint of X-Men. So,
uh-huh.
And that's coming out the end of this month, and it's a sci-fi action drama. It's one of my best. I'm not just saying that, but it's truly one of my best works, production value-wise, so action-wise, and a nice, meaty story. And not only that, it sets it up for a continuation, so we can see about 9 to 10 episodes coming from it.
So this is a feature film, and you think it'll have you'll have Elementals 2, 3, 4, etc. Is that what you mean?
This is actually a series. This is actually my first official series, because I dabbled in features, so I wanted to see what's going on with series now.
Great. So will you
mm-hmm.
release this online? What's your plan?
This will be released online. This will be self-distributed. We have our website. It's called projectelementals.com. Once again, it's projectelementals.com. That
mm-hmm.
site will go live on December 30th, if not before that, but definitely December 30th is the launch date, and where viewers will be able to stream the episode. This is the first time we are doing something of this magnitude, as far as it will be on sale for just $2 for the episode. And we're kind of breaking the norms here because, you know, we have always been told, you know, pilots and shorts and things like that don't make money. But the way we're approaching this is we're going to really change the game with this. And I'm not just saying that. Like, we really have a great marketing and strategic plan in place to get this thing to the masses and to actually be able to make a profit from it to produce more episodes and possibly more seasons.
Terrific. Now, what mm-hmm. platform are you using? Are you putting it on Vimeo?
This is strictly our own website. We designed an entire website with behind-the-scenes clips, posters, the trailer, the actual film, the cast breakdown. It's a complete whole new website. So it's all coming, we're basically keeping the middlemen out and doing all self-distributing, self-marketing, all us.
Terrific. This is what I love. Mm-hmm. Do it yourself. DIY.
Yes,
that's
yes,
marketing.
Ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
so you've
ma'am.
Got some good mailing list.
Mm-hmm. We've got mailing lists. We've got YouTube influencers. We've learned how to use, over the years, I've learned how to use Instagram marketing, Google marketing, Facebook marketing. We're going to have digital billboards. I have access to commercials. But most of this stuff won't happen in the first phase. We're mainly going to focus more so on online because that most of our market, our target market, will be online. We are more so targeting towards maybe around 13 through 45. We definitely see a market there, and we know a lot of these guys, they spend time online. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're on TikTok. They're on YouTube. They're watching all these influencers, and we're attacking all these areas where they're going to be at and get this thing in front of their face.
Great. Jordan,
mm-hmm.
that's exciting. And how long have you
Thank
been
you.
Planning this? This must have taken you a year or two.
Yeah, well, Eric and I have been planning this for about a couple of months. I mean, we've been in production. You know, he's the type of – he tends to like to skip steps. And I'm like, bro, let's slow down. Let's get our production out the way. Let's get our post-production out the way. We got to go. I'm sure we're going to have to go back to post-production again after we, you know, have these errors or we have to add this and that. But now once we get to the marketing phase, we'll do that. But he's been having this marketing thing in his mind for a while. He's sort of the ringleader of that. And, you know, I throw a little of my contributions in there, and we really got a solid plan. Now, we all know everybody has a plan until we get punched in the face, according to Mike Tyson. But, you know, we pretty much got this thing pretty much ready to go. And, you know, we're going to see how it performs. You know, we have a lot of faith and we have a lot of optimism. And, you know, we're really approaching this, you know, with as much wisdom as possible.
Well, this is great because if you've got mm-hmm. it on your own website, then all you have to do, mm-hmm. the only one you have to pay is the credit card person.
That's correct.
Which is like 50 cents an item and maybe 3% mm-hmm. that you pay. So you're going to end up
mm-hmm.
with at least – what, $1.40 or $1.50? $1.40
mm-hmm.
maybe for mm-hmm. each screening. And if you put this in a theater, you'd never see a penny. In fact, you might owe money.
That's correct. You know, just learning this game and seeing what I've been through with my second feature, it really was an eye-opener for me. And, you know, with the business of film. And, you know, a lot of times you learn as you go. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't really have a mentor, you know, in that aspect. I have some now, but it's just a learning process. You know, you gotta get burned in order to see, okay, next time this is what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do.
But, Jordan,
you know?
You see, that's the point where a lot of people pack up
mm-hmm.
and say, forget it, I'm going back to dental
mm-hmm.
school. I can make more money. And
mm-hmm.
I have some free time. So,
yeah.
Bravo. What is
you.
Driving you? You know, this is what's eating Gilbert Grape. What's driving you? This is what I want to know.
Well, you know, like kind of back to what we said earlier, man. I've said this before, but I'm truly a man of passion. You know, I believe in purpose, you know, I believe in truth, in purpose, and I believe that part of my purpose on this planet is to create art, is to distribute my art, is to help people with my art, and to influence and inspire people with my art. And, you know, I come from a line of people who did not give up. I watched my father, God rest his soul, he passed away on October 22nd. And I watched this man from my birth. He was a freelance painter and an illustrator, and I would watch this man in his studio day in and day out, you know, paint his art. I would go with him into the city. This is when we lived in New York. He would go to different meetings and pitch his art, and I watched this man do this from my conception until maybe two to three. No, I wouldn't even say that long. Maybe a year ago, and he lived to see 92. And he still was
at it. Oh, how wonderful.
Yes. He lived to see 92, and he just never gave up. You know, before my time, my older sister, she said, you know, he was really in his prime. This was before I was born, where he really, you know, was doing his thing. And, you know, this is around the time when movie posters were hand-drawn, you know. And so he did all that.
Uh-huh.
And he did a lot of collaborations with, you know, Disney, RCA. He did Harry Belafonte's album cover. He did a lot of things. He worked with the creative Woody Woodpecker. I don't know if you remember Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, he did a lot of collaborations with him and things like that. You know, I've seen that. I've seen it with my own eyes. My mother, she's an established nurse. You know, I've seen her go back to school, back and forth to keep elevating in her degrees, and she started her own daycare business. And, you know, I've seen this, and it's in my bloodline, so... Not only that, I have a very strong foundation and purpose and mission, and you know, fulfilling that and not giving up until it is complete. And then once you somewhat are complete, you know, you give back and lead someone else into the direction of what their purpose is. That's always been my thing: surrender to your passion and really living in purpose. And I honestly loved it, even the pitfalls and how much pain and frustration it brings me. I honestly, as cliche as it sounds, I really cannot see myself doing anything else. I've done a lot of different things. You know, before the industry, I was a welder. I did customer service. I did this. I did that. But the one thing that really completes me and fulfills me is creating art and the other aspects within it, as far as martial arts and dance and just artistry as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan, I love to watch old films, and particularly
mm-hmm.
those that were nominated for Academy Award. And
mm-hmm.
what I find in watching them, like Arsenic and Old Lace and then Toast of the Town, and they
mm-hmm.
Actors in those days, back in the 40s, 30s, they used their body for acting.
Mm.
Burt Lancaster, you know, he used
mm-hmm.
his body. Cary Grant used his body. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't just face and voice.
Wow.
It was the whole being they put into a film. Mm. And that's what we're missing today, that whole unit that we had early on.
That sort of triple threat thing?
Yes.
Hmm. That is very true, you know, because I'm looking back, people like Fred Astaire and things like that, and, you know, they definitely, it was like a whole, it was more than just, like you said, it was more than just the face.
The whole body. They put their body
mm-hmm.
into the action, you know, they use the physicality in acting, and that is gone in today's world.
Yeah.
But you're right on the trend, because I love astrology as a hobby, and I've noticed that
mm-hmm.
Neptune rules film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ruler of Pisces, which is illusion, and that's
mm-hmm.
film's illusion. But that can lead to confusion and ruin if you're not in the direct, if you're not paying attention. But what is interesting is that it is now in, Neptune is in Pisces, which rules the
mm-hmm.
feet. So I have been watching, and dance is in, and look what Spielberg did.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
brought dance back, right? So
yeah.
You're spot on with the movement,
yeah.
the dance, the fighting. I haven't
mm-hmm.
seen the film yet, but I'm sure there's as much
mm-hmm.
fighting in it as there is dance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice little balance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting to know.
Yes, so this should bring
mm-hmm.
you a lot of money. Have you thought of partnering with any businesses or companies that have product in the film you made?
Not that's definitely something further down the road. You know, a lot of times in those situations, you have to track those type of people. You know, a lot of times if you go to them, they're not gonna be so reluctant. But if you can prove yourself with your numbers and things like that, a lot of times those people will come to you because obviously you have a platform that has eyeballs. That's all they care about. They say, oh, you got eyeballs. Let's get our product or let's get our thing to him. So definitely some brand partnerships will definitely be considered in the future as we escalate our own brand.
Exactly. And you'll be mm-hmm. wide open for that. And you're right. They want to see your script and they want to know that mm-hmm. you have a following. And it is.
That's
it's
right.
eyes
That's
on
true.
The prize. How many
mm-hmm.
eyes do you have on the
yep.
prize? So
That's
once
it.
You finish this DIY marketing, you'll be able
mm-hmm.
to show them numbers.
That's
and that'll
correct.
Bring you product placement.
There you go. You got it. That's
yeah.
that's exactly what we are. You know, that's exactly what we're doing, you know, building our numbers and building out, just continue to build. You know, we that's the name of the game, you know. And it's different now. It was a time when I was talking to my buddy when, you know, the studios and some agents and managers and record labels, there were times when they would develop talent. They would develop acts. They would develop everything. Nowadays, you got to come already developed. You got to have your following. You got to have your numbers.
Yes.
You got to have your fans. You got to, and then that's when they want to give you a shot because it's just a different ballgame. The internet has really changed that.
It has. The tail is wagging
mm-hmm.
the dog, because
mm-hmm.
some of the people
Ooh.
Tell me as actors mm-hmm. when they go in for a job interview,
mm-hmm.
as they leave, they want to know. How many people do you have following you on social network?
Exactly.
And if they've got two guys or two gals that are up for the same part, believe me, they're going to take the one with the highest social networking.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Because I agree to a certain extent. The only thing I feel like it compromises is talent. I feel like, especially in this era, you know, especially when social media, internet, and reality came in, I feel like talent was put kind of in the back seat. Not kind of, but it was almost put in the trunk. And it's more so what your numbers are. What are your
yes,
numbers?
That's
what,
right.
You sell personality,
that's what I'm
you know?
Saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and,
that's
you know,
exactly what they did.
Exactly what they did. And I've been kind of guilty of it. Me and Aaron have been kind of guilty of it, but we also did it with control, like what our other movie I talked about, Street Dreams Los Angeles. We actually went out, we sought an influencer. Okay, we're going to have at least one influencer in the film because we know that influencer has influence with whatever their platform in that community. So, we don't want to plague. I don't know if that's the right word, but overuse influencers just because they have a high social media. We still like talent, but we definitely want to have that influence in there because it, you know, it helps with the marketing.
Oh, you have to. In today's
mm-hmm.
world, you have to, but fill it up with talent.
Yeah.
But I think
yeah.
you ought to go back, and I'm going to send you a list of some of my favorite old films where they
will.
Use their body, because that's what you've got. You've got a trained body. And when
mm-hmm.
if you are using that as an actor and pick up some tips from some of these old actors, because
mm-hmm.
they came from a world where that it wasn't so much what you said, it was how you looked.
Wow.
The idea was back in the 30s and 40s that
mm-hmm.
you could look at a still picture of the film
mm-hmm.
and get the character of the lead man or woman
mm.
from the picture alone. You can
mm.
get their character.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun. But what's new? What is your future? Once you get this film on and start making money and creating your audience, where are you going to take them next?
We're just going to keep expanding. I have a dozen stories in my head, if not more. And, you know, we're just going to keep building. I have I'm filming the sequel to Street Dreams Los Angeles sometime in the summer. We're going to pre-production in February. We'll be in Miami filming that. I have people reaching out to me to direct projects. I will be directing a crime drama sometime in March.
That's great.
I'm also, I just finished filming another movie. We're actually still filming it. We pick up in January. Really great new concept about, I don't know if you've been, gamers are coming up, video game personalities and people are coming up now, people who play video games for a living. These people make millions. And now I'm doing a film where I'm playing a manager to a kid who is a gamer, a professional gamer, and he gets into a little situation, and he has to get himself out of that. It's like a little adventure type story, and I'm actually playing a manager to him. So I have a couple of projects in the chamber, and I'm off. Aaron, my business partner, he has a nice drama coming out. It's a period piece that takes place in the 70s. It's more of a thriller, psychological thriller, and so I'm going to be assisting him with that. So, we're steadily building. That's our whole goal, to just get better at everything we do as far as production value, story, marketing, distribution, and just getting better.
Good. And keep trying new things. Well, you basically, at this point, you're an actor, a dancer, a producer, a stuntman, and what else?
I don't want to overwhelm the people, but I will say this. I more so focus on, at this point in my life, I focus on film production, more just directing, writing, and editing. And the martial arts and just acting. I'm a retired dancer. If somebody pulled me out the chamber for the right price, I'll come out. But I'm pretty much retired as a dancer. I still got a little bit. I don't know if I can keep up with a lot of these new guys coming in, but I still got a little step or two. But more so just film producer, a martial arts actor, and director writer. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty good. That's quite an achievement in this city. So congratulations. Well, I just wish you a lot of success. And you said you were on this film, The Year of the Rat. What's
that
about?
That's actually a heavy martial arts film. I shot that in Atlanta. I just got a peek of the trailer about 2 days ago. I'm not sure when he's going to release it, but he is definitely coming along. And that was pretty fun. I got to play a villain in that, so I really got to tap into a really dark energy, and it was a lot of fun. Everyone says playing villains is fun, and it really is.
It's fun, right? Okay, well, that's a great title, so that should do well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hope you join us next year, and let's hear how your success, what wonderful stories you can tell, and where you'll be by then, Jordan.
That'll be awesome. I'm definitely also going to send you guys the trailer and the movie poster to the Elementals. Get a sneak peek of seeing what I've been amping up.
Sure. Well, we'd love to put it on From the Heart's social media. Be fun.
I'll appreciate that. I definitely would appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Well, thank you.
And Claire and I just wish you lots of good luck.
Appreciate
yes, we
that.
Do.
Thank you for having me on. I just want to tell any future filmmakers out there, don't give up. I know it gets tough and you get frustrated. And it's a lot of work that goes into film production. A lot of people don't understand it, until they get behind the scenes. But if you got a story, it's got to be told. It's a lot of things. You might think it's not good enough, but it's new stories that need to be told. And there's an audience. Whatever you do, there's an audience out there. Now that we got a bigger pool with the internet, it's an audience out there for what you do. So get it done. Find a way. Beat that pavement. Call your uncle, call your cousins. Make it happen.
Great.
Jordan, I have to say this, though, Jordan. You have a story to tell, too, and it is very inspiring. Somebody needs to make a film about you and your life and what you're doing because it's very inspiring.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Maybe 20 years out from
you're
now.
Welcome.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep going, Jordan. That's all we want to say to
you.
Don't let anything stop you. Just pick yourself up and keep going. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Best of luck.
All right. Thank you. Have
a good
one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Be well, everyone.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.